The boy casually drew a goldfish, and it came alive the next second. Then he drew a goat, and amazingly, it jumped down from a rock. The villagers were astonished. Just then, an old man tricked him into coming home to draw. There, the boy realized it was the landlord's house. The landlord pointed to a sword on the wall and ordered him to paint. The boy remembered his master's warning, "Never paint for the deceitful, or you will suffer backlash." So he made an excuse to fetch his brush. On a narrow bridge, the landlord caught up. Knowing the boy wanted to escape, the boy drew flames on the bridge pillars, and the bridge burst into fire. Then he sketched a dragon's outline, gave it eyes, and the dragon came alive. It carried him to his aunt's home. From then on, he lived there by painting. Soon, his story reached the emperor. Soldiers searched the city, found the boy, and brought him to the palace. At first, the emperor doubted him, but when the boy drew a dragonfly on his hand and gave it eyes, it flew away alive. Greed filled the emperor's heart. He tried to paint piles of treasure, but the jewels turned into a giant python. The beast crawled out of the painting and lunged at him. A general quickly struck it down. Later, the emperor returned the brush and ordered the boy to paint riches, but the boy knew he was not a good ruler. So first he painted a mountain of treasure, then a great ship. In a flash, the emperor was seated at its bow. The boy waved his brush. Waves rose, thunder boomed, rain poured down, and fierce winds overturned the ship. The emperor was stranded on a lonely island. No matter how he shouted, no one came. Thus, the greedy emperor was forever trapped inside the boy's painting.